What does my dog need? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What does my dog need? Well, throughout my lifetime, I've had many dogs, big and little, happy, thrilling dogs, dogs that were cooperative, dogs that were learning to be cooperative. I've had many dogs. And every dog I've had, I just dearly loved, really enjoyed their company. And every dog I had was a dog for me, a friend, that would do things with me and that would be available to me to enjoy and pet and love. But right now I have a giant golden retriever, wonderful big boy. His name is Rex. And he is 5, 6 years old now, wonderful condition, just a beautiful guy. And you might say, having a big dog, they need to have an opportunity to go out and run around. They need to go out and do different things. Well, perhaps that's true. The dog whisperer might say, the more exercise that a dog gets, the better. Well, that's true in a way. Rex and I go for a 3-mile walk once, twice, three times a day. And if other people are here and they want to take him for a walk, I say go. And we walk around the property here, up and down the mountain trails, the meditation trails around the Absolute Monastery. And as we walk around, we just have a great time. And I keep him on the leash until I'm out of sight of the house, because he wants to go back to the house and play with everybody that's there, and I want him to walk with me. So he takes the walk. And when we get a certain no return point at the path, and then I unhook his leash. And he looks at me and he says, how about that? And he walks along and looks around and checks on things. And he'll run into the bushes occasionally and zip after something that he sees running, and then he'll come back. And if I am delayed a little bit walking along, he'll sit on the path and wait for me. And then when I catch up with him, then off he goes, having a grand time. And if I come to my meditation benches, he sits at the meditation bench and says, time to meditate, Dad. And so I sit down and meditate and have a nice relaxing time there. And when I'm ready to get up, I say, okay, time to go. And he jumps up and goes with me and walks along, wanting to be near me, but yet wanting to run off by himself and have a lot of fun. Sometimes he'll chase after the golf cart as we race along. He'll just have such a good time running and enjoying himself. But does he need all of this? Does he need that? Well, he gets his exercise every day, which helps him to balance himself. But what does he do when he has nothing else to do? He lays down. He takes a nap. He takes a nap virtually every few minutes. And his joy is in taking naps, and his joy is in running. His joy is in doing whatever he's doing at the time. He doesn't care. I'm ready to go up to the house, and other people leave ahead of me, and they'll walk out the gate and leave the gate open, which is fine, and Rex will sit right by me and wait until I'm ready to go. And then he'll stretch and say, okay, let's take a walk up to the house now, about a quarter, half mile away. And so we walk up the mountain path up from the Hermitage up to the monastery. And Rex will look around and he'll check here and there, and he'll always come back and check on me, because we're pals, we're a team, and we work together. And I create him doing that, and I create him being perfectly happy, perfectly content. He loves to ride in the car and sit there looking out the window so triumphant. He loves to do whatever we want him to do, because I have chosen to have him love what we do. And I show him the things to do, and he loves it. When we have guests here, young guests who love to play with him, and they roll with him, and they hold him like a baby in their arms, a big, big baby, and they just have such a good time, and he thoroughly enjoys that. But when it comes time to take a walk, he'll come with me. Sometimes he would like to just sort of lay down and stay laying down in the yard, just enjoying himself. And I say, time to go now. And he says, all right. And he stretches and he's ready to go. But you see, I have created him as a happy, content, loving dog. I give him the meal size that the menu calls for, and he's very healthy. Oh, I give him a treat now and then, but these are not anything that are going to bust up his diet or bust up his attitude. He is healthy and strong. You touch his body, there is no fat, there is no flab. He has solid muscle all over him. He runs and he jumps and he just has such a good time because he is the ideal dog. So have I created him. So have I created. He doesn't whine. He doesn't ask for things. I just say, no, down, sit, stay. And he does it. I say, come, and he comes. He's always in the process of learning new things and wondering new things and a joy. But he's a pure delight because he is a reflection of my thought. And my thought is, I love you. I love you. I love you, Mr. Rex. And he says, okay, I love you too. And he's not possessed by me, nor I he. We are not possessed by one another. We love each other. If we were ever to be parted for any reason, we would be perfectly happy going on with our lives with wherever and in doing whatever we were doing. We live life together as an adventure. I live life together as an adventure with my staff here at the University of Healing. All the people on campus are part of my adventure. They're all beautiful, wonderful, loving beings. Just like Rex. They do whatever it is that pleases them. They're living their original purity and integrity. That's the way I see them. They're living in their ideal bodies. They're living in their ideal minds. They're living in every way fantastic and glorious. And this is truly who they are. It is truly who they are and what they do and how they live their life. I create in my world Rex as a joy for me. I create in my life Rex, not as a burden, not as something I have to take care of, but something that I mother and I love, like the greyhound in our story. I just mother and love him, and he loves that. In fact, he loves anyone who wants to mother and love him. And he, in turn, comes back and mothers and loves us. If we're watching a video, he'll come and face the other direction, not looking at the video, and put his head over to be petted. He'll put his body over and say, "This, I'm much more interesting than any video. How about that?" Or he'll just say, "I'd like to be near you. I like to be in your company. I like to be who you are." A dog is a creation for our own pleasure. If a dog or animal or a pet of any kind is not bringing joy into our lives, then somehow we are misusing the program. And it's up to us to start using the program in a beneficial, harmonious, and a beautiful way. And the way we do that is to begin by loving ourselves. And then the dog is an extension of our love. And how wonderful that is. Take a think on these things and know that your world is a pure reflection of the kind of person that you are. And if you love your world and you love the reflection you're getting back, you're doing everything right. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Hi, Rex. How you doing?